new idea needs protection. To this end, he instituted an intern program for the summer months. A fear of change was once again present when Pixar was purchased by Disney during 2006. The challenges encountered and the anxiety he saw in others taught him a few important lessons with regards to change in power as well as randomness. It does not matter how much you plan. Random things happen and change is inevitable. Everything that happens has a pattern, and when dealing with them, all problems should be dealt with in the same manner, no matter their size. What posed another consideration is that which is hidden, i.e., those problems that are not seen and which all company managers encounter. This being hidden consists of different levels, and it is often the case that your employee knows of such before you as a manager do. Such instances should not, however, be a cause of concern to a manager, as transparency serves to make your employees feel they belong and have a vested interest in the company. Mental models are also explored. When one refuses to look further than your own way of seeing things, stagnation, as well as a breakdown in communications, is the result, which in turn serves to endanger the different creative processes. Part 3 is about building and sustaining, and deals with his learning process with regards to broadening both his and his team's view. Breaking free from prescribed models and the avoidance of inflexibility by means of different mechanisms. These would include the collective solving of problems, limit setting, trips for research, the integration of both art and technology, exercises in seeing an object instead of its model, and meetings to discuss results so that issues encountered could be addressed before the onslaught of a new film. In order to be prepared for future unknown variables, virtualization was used as a technique in order to allow for the performing of tasks such as directing, as well as productivity, with the necessary confidence and creativity. Part 4 has to do with testing what we know. It takes a look at the merger of Disney and Pixar and the events surrounding it. Both Catmull and Lasseter were charged with looking after both studios. They chose, however, to keep them separated in order to preserve individuality. As a result, Pixar had new fertile grounds, while it heralded, for Disney, a new age. The final chapter deals with different concepts, such as Notes Day, Pixar, which is meetings that run the course of a day. Everyone is able to participate and encouraged to make suggestions and offer solutions. It is also about communication. Steve Jobs is commemorated in the afterword. It describes what he did for Pixar as well as fellow colleagues, the changes he underwent, and the wisdom he accumulated. It also mentions Catmull's feeling of indebtedness toward the man. Important people. The author is Ed Catmull, president of Walt Disney Animation Studios and Pixar Animation Studios. Co-writer and journalist, Amy Wallace. Director, author, and owner of Lucasfilm, George Lucas. A friend of Catmull, John Lasseter, who was previously a director at Pixar Animation Studios. Catmull's teacher and graphics professor, Ivan Sutherland, of the University of Utah. Alvy Ray Smith, a computer expert hired by Catmull. CEO of Apple Computer, Steve Jobs, responsible for the success of Pixar Animation, together with Lasseter and Catmull. Andrew Stanton, director of WALL-E at Pixar. Brad Bird, director of The Incredibles and formerly associated with Pixar. Pete Docter, director of Monsters, Inc. at Pixar. Bob Iger, CEO of Disney when they purchased Pixar. Chapter summaries and core concepts. Introduction. Catmull was struck by Pixar's culture daily. Steve Jobs designed the building, which was on a large campus that overlooked San Francisco Bay Bridge. It was geared towards community and had many open spaces and common areas. The staff could decorate individual workspaces. Self-expression was valued. The company was unique in its acceptance that problems would always arise and that they would always need to be resolved. Toy Story made it